You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Billows.
Yes.
Over the weekend, I went to the cinema with my girlfriend.
Yes.
To see the new 50 Shades of Grey. Sorry. This is 50 Shades Freed, the last one in the trilogy.
Yeah, 50 Shades Freed.
Yeah, it's kind of a tradition with myself and the two girlfriends that I went with.
Yep.
We go every February when the film's released.
It's like me and my mates with Star Wars.
And thankfully, this is the last one, so I don't have to go and see another 50 Shades of Grey
film. So this was a tradition that you lost interest in at some point?
I mean, they were just... anyway.
They should have been the biggest movies in the world because the books went nuts.
The books were mental, yeah.
And they were just a B minus.
The first film was probably okay. Anyway, we're getting off track.
Okay.
So we went and we had a bit of a girls' night, had dinner and a champagne before the film.
Oh, God, you would have been a little tittled going in. Was there heaps of, like, groups of ladies there just, like, all giggling together about this?
Well, we were certainly the most immature and the most giggly group there.
I don't doubt you're the most immature in most rooms, Amber, so this should be no different.
There was a lot of couples there as well, which
really?
I noticed, and we were making like the, like the, I know what you're going to do after this.
Couples going, because I have no desire, but I guess if Carly asked me to go see it, I'd go with her, I guess, but I pray she doesn't want to see it.
I mean, I had a squeaky chair as well, so it was making like a noise.
What were you doing in the cinema?
I was when there was silence, I was like...
So you were just being immature?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
So the champagne obviously helped with
that. I thought you were just really enjoying the movie.
No. I mean, if you've seen the other 50 Shades of Grey films,
yeah,
then definitely go to Deakin Cinema and check this out.
You need some closure.
Yeah. But don't start with this film.
No.
Because you, A, won't know what's happening.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty, we had more fun just laughing at ourselves than we did.
Do you reckon these movies could have been better if they aimed for like an MA and just went straight sexy? This is going to be hot.
If they got maybe good actors and actresses would have helped as well.
Oh, so casting a model in an actor's role didn't pay off?
Nah, apparently not.
Shocking. Naughty or spotty at 6:40.
Oh, wow, that went way off the beaten track, mate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Took the long way to that one.
Okay. What do we got?
Amber, we have got a sporty.
I think that there might be a few sporties coming up in the next couple of weeks because, of course, the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang.
And it's also, well, somewhat of a naughty sporty as well, Amber, because not in our usual sexual sort of naughty way.
Okay.
There's been... Okay. Let's talk about this guy. His name's Redmond Gerard. He is now the youngest ever person to win a snowboarding gold medal.
Oh, wow. How old is he?
He is 17 years old.
Okay.
And to say he was a little bit surprised and excited to win a gold medal is an understatement because he dropped an F-bomb on live TV.
Righto.
Forgot he was being filmed a little bit.
Yep.
Have a listen here. So it's in the background of this audio.
Okay.
You're
going
to hear...
What is going on? He came down on his snowboarding final run.
He's celebrating.
7.16. Then have to watch the likes of
Morris and Marcus. Please, dude, what the F indeed. Yeah, he has apparently been forgiven for his television faux pas because he was 17 and just won a freaking gold medal.
Yeah, and he probably didn't realise that like he was mic'd up at that point. Like,
I think it'd be safe to assume that all eyes might be on you if you've just been announced as a gold medal winner.
I think you'd probably forget that pretty quickly if you were just, you know, celebrating with your teammates. I mean, 17. Think about what you were doing when you were 17.
It was not competing at the highest level, Amber. I might have been competing at the highest level. It's just that he was doing it in snowboarding and I was in the shower.
Billows.
Yes.
Over the weekend, I was just perusing the internet, as you do, and I saw a big, big hype around Cadbury's new chocolate caramilk.
My God. Can I turn the lights off and can you say it's sexier?
No.
I am missing sugar at the moment, so when I see caramilk, what the hell?
So apparently, caramilk by Cadbury has made a return from the 90s. It was like a product back then.
Yeah, I don't even remember it. But as soon as I saw it, I'm like, is that caramel milk chocolate? Because I need that in my life right now.
Mm. So... from what I understand is it's really hard to find in stores.
Okay.
And on eBay, it's selling for like $50 a block.
Oh, my God. Like, so is it like due to popular demand it's hard to find? Or it's just only in certain stores?
No, so it's
just that popular.
Really hard to get. Yeah. And so, and everyone I've seen that's tried it has been like, it is the best chocolate I've ever tried.
Really?
Like, that has to be some good chocolate for it to be selling for $50 a block on eBay.
Well, I heard that it was only going to be limited edition too. They're only doing it for a while. If it's so damn good, why don't they just bring it back full time? Yeah. I hate limited edition products because I fall in love with them and then they disappear.
Don't be dumb, Cadbury. You could make so much money from this. Yeah. I mean, like, look at the hype.
Have you seen, like, they'll have, like, a honeycomb Mars bar or something, and I'll be like, oh, that's yum. Gone.
Yeah.
No sugar coffee Coke. I fell in love with that. Gone. Limited edition stuff can get stuffed.
So, 13, 12, 16, I want to know, where in Sunraysia you can buy it?
Yes.
And has anyone locally, because the internet, it appears that it's really hard to get. Has anyone even in Sunraysia tried it?
And is anyone in Sunraysia brave enough to bring it here to the radio station? Come on. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Bring me some.
13, 12, 16, have you tried the caramel chocolate by Cadbury?
And where can we find it?
Yep. Wow.
God, I love Sunraysia. I just love them.
So earlier this morning, we were talking about Cadbury's new chocolate caramilk and how the internet is just losing it over it.
And how Amber and I haven't tried it yet.
So I was under the impression it was really hard to find. Granted, I haven't gone out looking for it.
Me neither.
I will avoid supermarkets all the time.
I'm on a health kick, so even if I did say I've avoided the chocolate aisle because I just can't be trusted down there.
So online, like, they're selling on eBay these blocks of Cadbury caramel chocolate, selling online for like $50 a block because they're so hard to come by. Now, Ebony, a loyal, faithful, wonderful human,
the absolute legend, dropped us in a block of caramel.
And she ran away before we could get her on air. She must have. So now, we now, for the first time, get to try Cadbury caramel chocolate.
Now, I must excuse myself just because I haven't had chocolate in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, not since Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, you may hear some noises that usually you would not hear me make on the radio.
We have to, though?
I apologize in advance. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
So, it's apparently the best chocolate in the world. So, here you go.
I do love some caramel.
I'm not, like, overly a big chocolate person anyway.
I love caramel. This is fantastic. It tastes like fudge. That's what it tastes like. Caramel fudge.
Tastes like milk chocolate to me.
You're a crazy person. I reckon I'm a bit heightened because I've been off sugar, and this is blowing my mind right now.
I've never been happier. I definitely wouldn't pay $50 for a block of it. No. But wow.
If my wedding day compares to this piece of chocolate I'm eating right now, I'm going to be pretty happy.
Oh my God.
I know, it's setting the bar pretty high, but I think it can get there.
Big thanks to Ebony for dropping off that caramel chocolate. If you haven't tried it yet, give it a go.
Do not leave that unattended around me, Amber. You need to take that home right now. Amber, we've got a bit of an ongoing joke that any story I tell happens in one of three places. What are those three places?
Work, home, or supermarket.
Was that the supermarket over the weekend, Amber? And I witnessed something that left me a little bit shooketh. Okay. I know we all should do this, but cards on the table.
Mm.
When you buy fresh produce, vegetables and whatnot, do you clean them before you cook them?
Oh, look.
I'll,
not every time. My strike rate is not consistent.
I'll clean a lettuce if there's dirt on it.
Mm.
Apart from that,
depends how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling particularly OCD, then I'll give everything a wash. But
it's pretty rare because generally I'll just be like, I'm about to cook it.
Mm.
Of course it's going to get cleaned in that. It's just going to kill anything and it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, sure.
Not anymore, Amber. I'm cleaning everything I see. I was at the supermarket and I needed, I was just getting some veggies
because
I'm Mr. Healthy at the moment and everything's bland and boring.
Veggies aren't like the worst tasting food.
Yeah, I'm craving a parma though, Amber.
Yeah.
I saw an old lady buying beans. Now, when you buy beans, Amber, here's what I do.
Yeah.
Hand in the bag.
Yeah.
Grab a handful of beans through to the bag and then bring it inside out.
Perfect.
Perfect.
That's how I do it too.
Not this old lady. She was going through them one at a time. Don't want that one. Don't want that. I do want that one into her bag.
Oh my God.
That one gets stuffed. That one gets stuffed. That one gets stuffed. As she picks them up and throws them like to the back of the box.
That's gross.
Handling each and every bean in that box.
Probably breathing all over them as well.
It's the least of your worries. I could not believe, like, obviously, like, if you have beans, chances are you're going to cook them.
Mm.
But not all the time. I don't mind a raw bean. Mm. And this woman has molested them all.
Oh, my God.
Does that not, like, I'm not an overly germy person or overly OCD, but that shook me to my core.
That's gross. Yeah.
Now I can't have beans anymore and I have to go get some caramel. Caramel salad for all. No one's molested that.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.